say that's good.
That's good?
Yeah, I think you've effectively stopped my bleeding. How do you feel about that?
I felt good about it.
I felt...
I did.
You're ready. Yeah.
That's registered nurse Sarah Mazzuro. She's congratulating security guard Don Silva on properly using a tourniquet. As Mazzuro's arm loses color, she instructs the class on how to respond in an emergency.
You know, I'm not telling everybody that they need to go out there and deal with blood and stuff like that. That's not for everybody. So if you've learned anything from this course, it would be, who am I in that situation?
Mazzuro says the demand for the Stop the Bleed course has increased dramatically, even though the training covers more than gunshot injuries.
I think that as more people are personally affected by violence and gun violence especially, that they want to know how to help people. And this course offers some direction in how to help somebody. It's not curative, you know, it doesn't solve gun violence, but it empowers people to have some resources.
Stop the Bleed offers an online course, and there are currently 5 Philadelphia in-person trainings scheduled through February. Sam Searles, WHYY News.